Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
If you read all the media reports about the General Assembly session, you might be confused about what actually happened to public education funding. Legislative leaders claim they increased support for schools, but critics point out they spent less than needed to keep funding at last year's inadequate levels. If you want the truth, read your local paper about what's happening to your local schools. Almost every day brings another story somewhere in the state about teacher assistant layoffs and larger classes and less supplies for teachers in classrooms. The stories are collected on ncpolicywatch.com under the banner Tracking the Cuts, the Dismantling of Our Public Schools. There are more than 20 stories there already, and the list is growing every day. Alamance Burlington Schools, 17 teaching positions and 35 teacher assistants lost. A $1.6 million cut in technology and supplies. Burke County, 43.5 teaching positions slashed. A $1.35 million budget reduction. Cumberland County, 111 teaching positions cut, and a $230,000 reduction in instructional supplies. You don't have to listen to the political spin about the budget. You can read the details of the damage to public schools yourself. It's all there in depressing black and white. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.